Good morning, Carol. Limerick's wait for a first win in this year's Allianz Hurling League goes on following a draw with Clare. Waterford too strong for Tipperary. Stephen Bennett, the real star of the show there, with 116 from their 127 total. Another blow for Tip was the news that Shamie Callanan will be out for up to 6 weeks with a broken bone in his hand. Laois pipped Antrim by a point. Hugely significant win there for Laois in terms of their fight to stay in Division 1 for next season. Let's get some reaction though from the camp of the All-Ireland champions. Limerick yet to win in this campaign, but their manager John Kiely has identified the formula to getting Limerick back to winning ways.
You can see yourself that there's maybe a number of errors there that wouldn't ordinarily be there. You know, a few drop balls, misplaced passes, you know, little bits and pieces. And that will come. I've no doubt that that will come. It was an improvement, a significant improvement today on last weekend. Things that were just impossible last weekend, at least we were able to pull together this week. And, you know, we're going to go after those small improvements every night of training, every week, and just keep getting better each week going into the championship now. And, you know, this is the challenge for us this season. You know, other seasons brought other challenges. For us, that's the challenge for us this season, and we're not going to hide from it.
I'm sure they won't. They'll have to put some oil on that dressing room door at Cusick Park. Very squeaky. In football, Galway maintained their unbeaten run in Division 2 after a 4-point victory over Offaly. In Division 4, Tip got the better of Wexford. Cavan won against Sligo. In the Little Ladies Football League, wins for Mayo, Galway and Cork. Mayo will face Meath in the last four. Dublin will play Donegal. Mayo have a real look of a team on the rise again. Three wins from three so far. Catherine Sullivan feels they're moving in the right direction.
Really, really happy. Really happy with how we played today. And yeah, as you said, three out of three. This time last year, playing Donegal, we lost. So to show that we got our three out of three this year, you know, we're a step closer. We're progressing well. And we have a semi-final now to look forward to.
Sarsfields beat Oulart the Ballock to win the AIB All-Ireland Club Camogie title. Second title for the Galway club in 3 years. Siobhan McGrath capped it with a very impressive 1-7. St. Rhina's got the better of Salthill Knocknacarra in the intermediate decider. And I'm going to play some reaction from the senior win, Sarsfields, from their dressing room. This is a small community in East Galway, but manager Michael Hopper McGrath has some pearls of wisdom when it comes to building a winning team. He says there's no shortcuts. He's been speaking with Mike McCartney.
You know, to win 2 in 3 years for a small little club that's picking from two national schools, like what we've achieved, I think, look, it's unbelievable.
What is it about places like Sarsfields? Because you won back-to-back All-Irelands as in the hurling championship back in the 90s, and now you dig it out again and you do it time and time again with the Camogie Club.
There's great character in the club, and you have to get the most out of all the players you have, because you don't have a big population, so everyone stays at it and everyone puts their shoulder to the wheel. This probably is a 20-year project. We started with these girls back when they were 8 or 9 or 10 years of age, and you have to do that because you're not going to build anything unless you have a good foundation. And the work was done, and now we're bearing the fruit of it.
It'll be a good night in Ballyfair.
It'll be a great night in Ballyfair.
And let me tell you from personal experience, if you haven't been to Ballyfair, you haven't lived. Interesting though, wasn't it? 20 years in the making, that success over the last 3 years from the Sarsfields women. Manchester City outclassed Manchester United 4-1 in the Premier League. Arsenal going really well, 3-2 victory against Watford. Celtic beat Livingston 3-1. And I'm afraid both Rory McIlroy and Graham McDowell just fell out of contention on the final day of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Tied for 13th, both of them. Scotty Scheffler won the event. Back with more sport in an hour.